Good morning and welcome into the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Jay Moore. We got you here on this Wednesday morning. Tomorrow will be the NFL Draft. And we're talking to you about it. Also still to come, something you've got to hear from Lance Lynn of the White Sox and A.J. Pierzynski. You don't need to be a White Sox fan to get this. You'll hear that coming up at 9:18 right here on ESPN 1000. But first, and by the way, when it comes to the White Sox,
tune in.
So you'll be able to tune in coming up at 9:18 on that. Ian Cunningham is the assistant general manager for the Chicago Bears, Cap.
Yeah, and he's a future GM. He was a runner-up to Rand Carthon, who got the Arizona job this year. So this guy's very tapped in.
So Ian Cunningham was asked a myriad of questions, including about Jalen Carter, something we've talked about a lot. Jalen Carter will more than likely be drafted in the top 10. We just don't know where. I think the draft is so unpredictable because there's no definitive number one that anyone can go anywhere. To me, it's about filling holes, filling needs, and I think that for any team, they could use Jalen Carter if they have the infrastructure. And again, we're not saying that Jalen Carter is a bad guy. I know people hear what they want to hear. We're just saying that based on what happened, where there's two people that perished on his watch, how can he? Will he be able to get past that? Will he be a good citizen? We don't know. That's the whole thing. We don't know. Just like a lot of these guys we see drafted, they're question marks. And by the way, it's a draft, Cap. They're suspects versus being prospects.
Until they prove anything.
Yes, so
completely agree.
Cunningham asked on his comfort level with Jalen Carter. Listen.
Me personally, I think just spending more time with him and really just getting to know him, we were able to be there with him. And our first conversation was, I think, at the Combine. The second time was at his pro day. I think the more time you spend around him, the more you realize that, you know, he's a good player, but you get to know him more as a person. I think ultimately where we feel we've made the best decision for us and our organization.
HBO Real Sports, Jalen Carter in his own words.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to matter a little bit because, you know, NFL teams look deep into your life. You know, it could have been something I did back in elementary. You know, I'm pretty sure they know. So, you know, this coming out at the time it did come out, I'm pretty sure it's going to affect a little bit.
Yeah, Jalen Carter talking to Real Sports about that on HBO.
Yeah, I watched that whole interview. He seemed like a, you know, a quality kid, the way he comported himself. Look, we've all made mistakes. His, unfortunately, resulted in some horrific consequences. Mm-hmm. I just can't take the chance if I'm the Bears and I got a GM making his first ever first round pick. I can't do it. There's red flags. I see him take plays off. Concerns me.
And it's okay, though, Cap. I mean, everyone has a right to choose who they want. This is not anything that's a huge negative on Jalen Carter. Like that kid, bad kid, all that. It's just that, do you have the infrastructure to be able to handle what's going on with Jalen Carter? And again, it doesn't make him a bad guy. Just what happened. It's on the resume. And so this is why when we went through our mock draft, and you can go back in the archives to our first hour, we had our mock drafts 1 through 10. I took Carter at 5 because I chose Seattle as one of those teams that can be able to manifest the best out of Jalen Carter, to work with him as a young man. It's Pete Carroll, after all, one of the ultimate players' coaches. But the whole thing with him is that, you know, with Carter, it's not like Seattle's never dealt with malcontents before or those that have had some issues. Malik McDowell never saw the field in the 2017 draft. He was a second-round pick. He had a myriad of issues. And they said, no, you know, we drafted you. We gave you a chance. We're going to pass. And with Jalen Carter, imagine him in Seattle. And it may work out at 5. We'll see.
If the Bears don't take an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, I will be shocked. I could see Nolan Smith. Like, if we could redo our mock, you took Paris Johnson, and that's who I want, or Nolan Smith, because he's a character guy, he's a cornerstone player, and he's an edge rusher, something we desperately need. He could play linebacker or put his hand in the dirt.
I don't think we've overthought this at all, Cap. I don't think we're overthinking this. I mean, it's Ryan Poles, an old offensive lineman himself. He understands the needs on this football team.
Mm-hmm.
He understands that there's a need to be able to get better in the protection for Justin Fields. That's all I've been about, is the protection of Justin Fields. What's best for him? He's your quarterback. So on both sides of the football, find the best. Make sure that he's able to have an iron gate in front of him as much as possible on the offensive line. Give him weapons so he doesn't have to run all over the yard. I just think that It just comes down to defensive line or offensive line. But again, I don't know the Bears board, though. I don't know. Let's go look back at the last draft, right? People were like, wow, you're going corner. Even though you need a corner, you went secondary in the draft? And people thought, well, wait a minute. Don't you need help on the offensive line? Don't you need help to get younger in the defensive line? And he went left when everyone else went right. So I don't know what's on his board.
But there's, you may have the cut there, but he said it yesterday. They asked, what do you do about need versus best player available?
Cunningham?
Yes.
What did he say?
We go best player available. Mm-hmm. That's the way we do it. He said usually it'll address a need anyway, but we take the best player available at all times.
Shay, you know, as someone who is a Patriots fan, I gave the quote earlier in our mock draft talking about, you know, how the how Nick Caserio, who worked for the Patriots, he's from the Belichick school. He says, don't pick a player that you don't love. Is there someone for the Bears to love at nine?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think there's a few people. Like, there's only one result that would really have me go through the roof angry, and that's Bijan Robinson. But I think if you want to go the offensive lineman route, there's four guys, and maybe you trade out of the ninth pick and you get one, your pick of the litter later on. But I think if you want to go offensive line, if you want to go defensive line and Carter falls to you, or you go with Lucas Van Ness or something else, if you want to go with Jackson Smith and Jigba, I think there's a lot of guys that the Bears can love. And the best player available thing, I thought Carmen had a great point, because he goes, what if one of the quarterbacks falls and the best player available is Anthony Richardson? You're not taking Anthony Richardson. So there is a limit to that being a philosophy. Yeah. It feels like just one of those things you say.
That's exactly right. That's 100% correct. Cap's always quoting that, talking about, I got to get the best player available. And if the best player available is something that you already have, you don't get best player available. That's just not a hard and fast rule for me.
I disagree.
Well, okay. Well, then that quarterback or that running back falls at nine, you're going to hit the roof. Because on that board, if they have, say, for instance, Weatherspoon's gone, Anderson's gone, Carter's gone, Stroud, Levis, you know, things that you don't need, and you're left at nine, it's like, well, I have my best available. Well, next is Bijan Robinson. You'll hit the roof. That's not a hard and fast rule. It never has been. Absolutely not. You got to fill holes. You know, your best, if best on your board is something that you already have, and you're not filling your defensive line and offensive line, that's a lack of understanding about your roster. Absolutely.
Yeah,
you got to fill those.
I disagree. I think he still looks at it. And first of all, he has talked about what goes into the ranking is not just who's the best player on the board. Value at position is a big part of making that decision. So I truly believe he's going to look and go, all right, I got Paris Johnson here. Yeah, Richardson, I have questions about this. Yeah, he's the most talented at this. Yeah, no, running back, I don't have as much value on the position. So while he may be the most talented, he's still going to take the best guy on his board, period.
So if that's the case, and if it's Robinson, you're good with that, right, at nine? Because that might be the best player left at nine.
No.
Because otherwise it's a reach.
He may have a different value on running back than I do. I'm not taking a running back in the top 10. Now, can Philadelphia stretch and go, we can win the Super Bowl. We lost Miles Sanders. We're taking him. I guess they can. I wouldn't do it.
Well, see, that's why, Cap, that's why that is not a for me, etched in stone, best player available. Because you can get yourself in the trick bag. It's like, well, this is the best player that's available. Well, you might love some players or interested in some players, but you still got to fill holes in that roster. You have to. And I think that you can look at it to an extent, but that just cannot be just the, again, hard and fast rule that you have to have the best player available. Absolutely not. Not all the time.
We can agree to disagree. I would go best player. Who's the best guy on the board? That guy. Period. Period. And when you have a roster this bereft of talent.
What if it is Anthony Richardson or Will Levis or whoever? Like, there has to be a limit to that.
But I don't think that that's even feasible that they would be.
Why wouldn't it? Well, maybe it's on their board.
Not at nine.
Why not? That's your board. What about their board?
Well, if their board is, then take the guy.
And then we'd be pissed the next day.
Well, if he truly believes that's the right pick. Again, he's the one painting the picture.
I get it.
He's got the brush, and he gets to paint it any way he wants. I don't see a scenario where he's going to have Levis or Anthony Richardson, the best guy at number nine. Now, if you say it's Nolan Smith, Paris Johnson, Peter Skoronski, Darnell Wright. Okay. Take one. Who do you have number one? Well, we like Paris Johnson, but then take him.
Mom, we're poor. We need some food. Get some groceries. All right, I'll be right back. Can I help me with these groceries? Mom, all this is just water. You got any food? No, got a great sale on the water. It's the best sale available. No. I need food. You know, something to eat. I don't need cases of water. That can't help us.
Yeah, I don't think you could compare how you build a football team to what you buy in the grocery store. I don't. But again, I'm biased.
The draft is shopping.
Kind of. One of the guys that I worked for said, I am not going to go, well, I need an offensive lineman. I got him rated here, but up here I have a safety, and he's going to be an all-pro. I'm taking the all-pro every time, period, even if I don't need a safety. He said, I'll trade the other guy. I'm taking the single best player available. That's it.
I would never outdumb the room as a general manager. I would not. If I know that I had the worst pass rush in the league, I'm doing something about it. Not trying to outsmart the room and say, hey, how about this? I know our pass rush sucks, but look what I did. It's not about that. It's not about looking at how smart you are. It's about being able to get the next generation of the Bears on the field. And defense still matters in this league. And you've got to be able to find guys in the defensive line to make a difference.
Agreed. Maybe your guy from Georgia, Nolan Smith or Jalen Carter, is that guy who he has rated best player available. But I'm taking the single best player on my board every time.
Maybe he doesn't believe in Justin. All of a sudden, here comes Will Levis at nine. That would suck. Anthony Richardson at nine. That would suck.
Well,
for me.
But if he believes that and he trades Justin and gets picks, okay, that's his call. I don't think he's going to do that, and I hope he doesn't.
For me at nine, just take what I think is the obvious. Fill that need. There's some needs on this football team. I know that they did a lot in free agency cap, but in this draft, make sure that they fill the bill. It's important.
He's got so many holes that whoever his best player is probably going to fill a hole, period.
Say probably. This is his first draft, first round.
Yep.
We'll see. You got to hear this audio from Lance Lynn. It gives us an insight of what actually is going on behind the scenes with the White Sox. You got to hear this coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
The Captain J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget you can watch our show on YouTube as well, youtube.com. Go to ESPN Chicago on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. You can watch our show on YouTube as well. We will crosstalk with Black and Abdallah coming your way at 10 o'clock right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. And speaking of the Bears, Cap, this hour we will hook you guys up. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to Cap and Jay Hood weekday mornings at 7. We've got a pair of tickets to the 2023 Miller Lite Draft Party we're going to have at Soldier Field. Now, stay by your listening device and how you can win. But if you are available tomorrow between 6 and 10 p.m. at Soldier Field, it's going to be a busy historic offseason because of the plans that the Bears have made. It's a draft party with stadium and on-the-field activities at the Dr. Pepper Patio, the Miller Lite Midway, and Mezzanine. The Bears are currently scheduled to make the 9th overall pick during the draft party. Think about this, Cap. You're going to be there.
Yes, sir.
Also, Waddle and Sylvie will broadcast from the United Club before the event. It opens with the voice of the Bears, Jeff Joniak, and the Chicago Bears alum and color analyst, Tom Thayer. They're going to cover the event for the Bears of the United Club for the rest of the evening. Fans can visit the Miller Lite Midway for draft analysis and player interviews with Chris Bleck and Adam Abdallah. And, of course, your Q&A after the draft, right, around the Dr. Pepper patio?
It's going to be a lot of fun out there, and you'll be able to watch it on the station's YouTube channel. And on my stage, at Gate O, it will be on my YouTube channel. You can subscribe for free. Recap, R-E-K-A-P, on YouTube. Just put in David Kaplan, recap, and I will have my stage and interviews streamed live throughout the night and then carried on demand.
Not only that, Jay Moore will be on the ones and twos. He'll be DJing and keeping things lively over at Soldier Field.
How about that?
You know, everything else. Everyone's talking about football, football, football. Well, you got to have someone to keep it lively. That's why Jay Moore is there on the ones and twos as a DJ. So if you want to go, say, by listening to Vice, and we could tell you how you can win a pair of tickets this hour on Cap'n Jay Hood. All right, my friend. So I think we got a little insight on what's going on there at 35th and Vec. Because A.J. Brzezinski, he's been around baseball, Cap, but actually he bleeds White Sox.
He does.
He's been a Brave. He's been, you know, he's played other places, but he is a White Sox through and through. Part of the 2005 World Series championship team. He has a podcast. Who doesn't?
And, brand new.
And he talked to Lance Lynn, White Sox pitcher. Huh? So the first question is a question that everyone's wondering on, especially if you're a White Sox fan, from AJ.
As a White Sox fan, what the f*** going on? Please, please tell me why. Please, please explain. What the f***? Please, just start somewhere. Give me Pope, please.
Now, there's a question. That's how you ask a question, pal.
Well, that's a former player asking a current player. Like, if we got Jed Hoyer on and you or I went, what the F is going on? Excuse me?
He'd answer.
Jed would, because he's cool. But yes. Some executives would be like, yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Lance Lynn on the team's slow starts and how he's been throwing the ball like bleep.
To be honest with you, we are in the midst of everybody learning a whole new way of going about things in this organization, coaching staff and everything. And guys are taking the right steps. Problem is it hadn't clicked. We've been in games against good teams and just didn't finish them, whether it's not scoring at the end, losing in extras, things like that. So the process, the way of going about things, preparing and all that is at a whole new level here. And that's where we're at right now. We got guys that are literally trying all new things and learning on the fly things all the way around. And then we've got guys who aren't playing up to their caliber. Also, me being number one, I haven't thrown the ball well. I've thrown the ball like
What new way, Cap? What new approach?
I don't get it. And AJ did follow up and go, what? What do you mean, new way?
What new way?
It's baseball.
What does he mean by that?
Look, if we had a new, like when Danny took over, we had a new boss.
Yes.
He changed certain things the way he wants them to be done.
Yes.
But in the end, we still had to be on the air entertaining and talking sports and having fun on the air so that our listeners enjoyed the show. And it's been great.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes time to understand. But you still got to do your job every day. Can't come on and, yeah, we're kind of lost. We have a new boss. We're not sure what we're supposed to. Really? You still got to make pitches, hit the ball, the whole deal.
Okay, so he says, on things they need to change to get better, Lance Lynn.
Yeah, I've had a couple of decent outings, but for the most part, I haven't been myself so far. That's got to change, too. We start pitching a little better, start going deeper in the games, giving our bullpen a break because we're absolutely abusing our bullpen, putting him in too many situations in early in games and having to cover too many innings. So starters got to go deeper, get the bullpen a spot, and we got to pitch better, and we start doing that. Then the offense and defense can, you know, kind of find their groove. Because they're scoring runs. The problem is we've given them up, and then they're feeling like they got to press even more, especially with all the new concepts that are going around the clubhouse right now. And people are latching onto them and doing their job. We just got to find our groove.
I think that's fair to say. But I'm just confused on what's new with the White Sox. What is the hitting approach? Okay, I don't notice anything different than last year. Yes, we're seeing a losing streak, but I've seen that from the White Sox before, where you know how it works in baseball, Cap. And when everyone rallies, and you pass the torch to the next guy, and you get hot like the Cubs have been. Then he goes the other way, where you see a long losing streak. Boy, I'm slumping. Well, I feel like I should slump, too. Well, are you slumping? Well, I'm slumping, too. So now I'm pressing. Now you're pressing. Now I'm pressing. Now it goes all the way through the lineup. Now everybody sucks, right? Because everyone drags each other down by the at-bat. It's weird like that in baseball. Know the sports like that. Know the sports like that. Even in hockey, if someone is not scoring well, someone on a different line can pick you up because it's interchangeable. You got to bring a new line in. You change the lines if you get. But baseball, it's weird. Like, man, you're slumping. man, now I feel like I got to hit the ball.
Yeah, I must be slumping, too.
I'm slumping, and you're slumping. Well, I'm slumping, too. And so that's what the White Sox are going through right now. But this that part where he talks about, like, I felt like I've read everything and know a lot about this the team that I root for. I don't see anything new. New approach pitching-wise?
I just think it's a poorly constructed roster. But the bullpen's terrible.
But you heard what he said, though.
Yes. I listened to it yesterday, and I sent it out, and you sent it out at the same time.
Yeah.
We both sent it to the group. And I listened to it, and I went, what are you doing different? You still got to... You catch the ball. Remember they said that in Burl Durham? You catch the ball. You throw the ball. You hit the ball. I mean, you still got to play the game.
I'm just really disappointed. Disappointed. Because, again, it's not saying that the season's over because it's April. What I'm saying is that the start sucks. Because this is the team that likes to pound their chest and tell you, like, things are going to change. We're changing the game. And, hey, tune in. All this stuff, right? That's the only thing. It's like... They're just getting beat down, and then the guys you thought that are healthy, that can help you, they're not lifting the team. I'm not blaming it all on Luis Robert and Aloy and Andrew Vaughn. I'm just saying that they're just underachieving badly, and there's teams like this game against Toronto, they could get swept and then take on Tampa again.
For four and Minnesota for three.
Oh, God.
You're 10 under right now.
All I'm telling you is... And Cap, you know, like, we don't have to talk about this long form. I'm just telling you, as I watch every game, the White Sox, the way that they're doing business, they can make a decision very easy for Rick Hahn by the time we get to the deadline. You can make the decision very easy. Because loyalty doesn't work when you're slumping. If you're going this direction by the time we get to July, all those favorites have to go. They do.
Okay, so if it's beginning of June, I'm moving you up a month. Mm-hmm. You said July, right?
Yeah. I mean, because we're talking about the deadline here. Tonight,
right.
So
if it's June 1st and you are 17 games under 500, it's over. You start unloading then?
Yep.
Get the U-Haul out?
Yep. Not all, but I think one at a time you start. Because you got to be realistic. Because you know how they do it over there, like any ball club. How's the attendance today? How's the social media today?
Not good.
How's the algorithms today? What's going on? What's the buzz? Well, there's no buzz for our team because we suck. Okay. How are they hitting? What's going on with the ball club? Nothing's changing. All right, Giolito, out. Right?
Right. Like, he's a free agent at the end of the year. You're not going to pay him.
I wanted him gone this past offseason. You know that.
Correct. So. Correct. And I agreed with you. I said... That makes sense if you're not going to extend him unless he goes out and has an amazing year, and I guess that's what they were betting on. So you got Giolito. Liam Hendricks, you're not going to re-sign. He's a free agent. I mean, there's some guys that you got locked up for big money that while the Cubs players turned down that big money,
mm-hmm.
your guys took it. They ain't real good.
Nope. No, they're not.
That's a problem.
It's underachieving all at the same time. Again, I want to make it very clear. I'm not saying that this is who the White Sox are in June or July. I'm saying if it keeps going in this direction, you got to make some considerations. I don't care how loyal you are to these players or you knowing their families. And all, you cannot just keep going and pounding your head in front of doing the same things over and over again and expect the fans to appreciate it and respect it. I don't care how bright the sun is at 35th and Vec. You know, on those summer nights and those businessman specials, Cap, you can't watch a ball club that can't get out of its own way. It doesn't work. The Sox fan is pissed off and tired of it, like I am.
So I'm looking at, I mean, you got some big salaries here, man. Joe Kelly makes $9 million. You're not getting anything from him. Graveman, $8 million. Lance Lynn, $18.5 million. Grandal, $18.25. What do you pay Hendricks? $14.3. He's a free agent. I mean, there's a lot of money. Moncada, $17.8. I got a ton of money. You get nothing from.
At the beginning of those deals, though, it's worth it because you felt like the window was open.
Correct. You are exactly correct.
I'd rather be at that than the opposite.
Correct.
Even though Tampa always does it with less.
I don't know how they do it.
So there's that. All right. Don't forget, we got an opportunity for you to win a pair of tickets. If you want to go, make sure you stay by your listening device and win the call. Again, tomorrow at Soldier Field, a big Miller Lite draft party for the Chicago Bears as they make their number 9 pick. 312-332-3776. We'll let you know when to call or for those tickets. Coming up, can we not say anything anymore? Can we not say anything? We'll explain that coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox fell to Toronto by the score of 7-0 last night. The White Sox are now 10 games under 500. Sox in Toronto, 12:07 start with Connor, Len, and DJ right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. The Cubs picked up a win over the Padres last night, 6-0. The Cubs are now 2 games back in the Central. Game 2 of the 3-game set is tonight at 6:40. Aaron Rodgers said his heart will always be with the team, the Green Bay Packers, and this is not goodbye, as now he's a New York Jet. And the NBA playoffs, Phoenix advanced over the Clippers 136-130.
I believe Steve Ballmer should blow it up. Blow the whole thing up with the Clippers. Blow the whole team. Blow it.
Thank you, Mad Dog.
Denver sent Minnesota home with a 112-109 victory. Celtics, they collapsed in the final quarter. Trae Young forced a game 6 with a late 3 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Stay more.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We've said this often on the show, Cap. It gets to a point in 2023 you can't say anything. Can't say anything. If you have an opinion that's different from someone else, then you're the worst.
Yeah, and it sucks.
We used to have discourse in this country.
Correct.
Remember those good old days?
Yep.
Where you could have an opinion, I'd have an opinion, and hey, we don't hate each other over it, but if we disagree, we can come to common ground.
Or we say, we agree to disagree. Now it's, you suck.
I'll never talk to you again.
It's the worst.
That's why I live my life way differently now than I have in years past, where it's just like, well, someone said this about me. Should I just take solace in that? Should I just wallow in that for a while? It's like, no. People can love everything I say, and if I say, boy, I just don't like cats, I'll never listen to you again, because you're not a cat person, and I am. So, you know
what
I'm saying?
It's embarrassing.
So you just ignore it. But when it starts affecting someone's job, that's something different. How about this story about a man losing an opportunity for a job because of a certain word? Listen.
Vito Perone was left in shock Thursday after his offer to become the East Hampton Public School District's next superintendent was rescinded. He tells Western Mass News he was notified by the chairperson of the school committee that his offer would be taken away due to an email he sent to the school committee chairperson, an executive assistant to the committee. We obtained a copy of the email that lists negotiations, including more vacation time. He explains the main focus was him addressing the school committee members as, quote, ladies at the beginning of his email.
They explained to me that they were insulted by the address, and I said, well, I grew up at a time, 60s, 70s, when ladies and gentlemen was a term of respect, and that's how I intended it. I didn't mean to insult you, and was basically told that my apology didn't really mean anything and that they were going to rescind the offer.
Cap.
So he gets the offer and he says he was negotiating, apparently.
Yes.
Ladies, what? That, we take that as an aggressive word, you're out.
He was addressing a woman, was he not?
Yes.
Or several
women. Two women.
Yes.
Two women.
So,
ladies, I'd like to do this. We're rescinding the offer.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Don't ever call me a lady.
Let me ask you a question. So, when's the last time you heard that the word ladies was not a term of endearment or the proper way to address a woman?
Yesterday, when I heard this story. I had no idea.
First time ever. Never heard that before.
Right.
So, if they're women, they are also known as a lady, right?
So you're telling me they couldn't have said to him, what's his name?
His name is Vito. Hold on.
Okay. Vito Perone was...
Vito Perone.
Mr. Perone, let's continue our discussions here, but we do not like to be referred to as ladies. Please refer to me as Mrs. So-and-so or Ms. So-and-so or ma'am, whatever the term they want. And I would say, okay, got it.
Okay, we know we have women that are listening. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We know that we have a number like Honey Bear and like Mrs. Carcino.
Mrs. Carcino. Yes. We've got Vicky.
Yes.
We've got them all.
Because we know you're listening. You know, you're probably busy. Just call us now and ask whether or not that this guy, if this guy was out of line or not.
Yeah.
Honest to God. Not even trying to, you know, pull your leg. Not this time. But we're just saying, like, so you can't be referred to as a lady? What has happened to this country?
Cap,
it's 2023.
Agreed.
It wasn't saying something out of pocket, out of their name. It's like, ladies, here's my thoughts on this. Sorry, you're out. You called us ladies.
What?
Well, you know what? For some women, they don't want to be called ma'am because they feel that's dated.
Okay. And then I won't call you that.
Now, some, like, man, like, don't call me ma'am. Okay, fine. But it wasn't like, I'm sure it wasn't a smart-ass email. It's just like, listen, lady. Now, there's a different connotation.
Exactly.
Listen, lady, here's my thoughts on this. You want to pay me through the nose, take that.
But I've always believed presentation. Like, if you came home today and Michelle's at the house, hey, put your damn clothes in the hamper.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Settle down there, Sparky.
Yes.
But if she said, honey, I work hard too, and we have our chores, you do this, I do that. Could you do me a favor, please? Don't throw your clothes on the floor. Just throw them in the hamper, please.
That's fine. But don't call me lady.
Right. And you went, hey, lady. I mean,
lady. Could you imagine if we went through life musically without the term or the word lady? Imagine. Ladies, we want you to call. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Here's another example. What if we didn't use the word lady in this song? How about that?
Lady.
Nope. Nope.
I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you.
How about another one? Never can't use those, the word.
I mean...
Think about that. Like, no Beyonce, all the single bleeps, all the single bleeps. Imagine.
I can't get it.
312-332, ESPN is our phone. Ladies only here on Cap and J Hood, or women only, as we go to Kara in Western Springs on ESPN 1000 with Cap and J Hood. Kara?
Hi, it's Kara Hoodie.
Hi, Kara. How are you?
I am good. How are you guys?
We're awesome. So,
how's Sprinkles doing over there? Is he okay today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Jody, I have to say, I'm a P1. I listen across the lineup, and you are now my favorite. I have to say it. You've grown into my favorite. Love listening to you in the morning, buddy. I'm so glad that you got this time slot. So,
Thank you. Just wanted
to share that love with you.
Thank you.
So I work for Broadway in Chicago, so it's my part-time gig. I work a day job 9 to 5, but I had to get out during COVID. Love theater, love to meet the people. Just last night, I was working opening night of Into the Woods. A bunch of women come in. I said, you know, hello, ladies. How are you? Where are you seating? Where are you sitting today? Can I show you to your seats? Here's your playbills, ladies. I don't know what the beef is with ladies. I don't understand. And I do agree with Cap. All you need to do is ask, could you call me something else? Sure. No problem. And move on. But I think ladies is totally acceptable. And I just feel like in society today, everybody's just scared to say anything. So what can we say anymore? We have to do it with respect. We have to do it nicely. And if you're in a job, you have to do it professionally. And that's all we can do, right?
Yeah, you say it perfectly, Cara. Perfectly. She's right.
We appreciate the phone call. Leslie on the north side on ESPN 1000.
Thanks, Cara.
Leslie?
Hey, hi. How are you guys doing today?
What's up, Leslie?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. What do you think of this whole ladies debacle, this whole conversation?
I'm shocked. What do they want to be called? If they are not one of the kind of people they want to be called, their pronouns are they, then they should have let him know in the beginning, right?
Or when he said that, just say, please, we do not like being called that.
I agree. I just want to know what they want to be called. I mean, the world's kind of crazy nowadays anyways.
Yes.
But I respect people. However you feel or something, that's fine. But he's in a negotiation with them. Shouldn't he have already been told how they want to be referred to at this point?
I don't understand, Leslie. I don't understand. Like, that is befitting of who he was reaching out to. They are women.
Correct.
So, ladies, comma, thank you for the offer, blah, blah, blah. Nope, you can't get the job because you called us ladies.
That one stunned me, man.
Hey, Vicky.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What up, Vic?
You heard the story. What do you think?
I think ladies is just fine. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. But it's so funny. I am actually going to be, I'm going to come to see you guys next Friday, Cinco de Mayo. Cap, I hear you're going to be out of town, but I'll be in the city. So I was going to come by the studio in the morning and say hi and meet you, Hoodie.
Oh.
And Shay, and I hear Courtney sitting in, so.
Is she? I didn't
know. Yep.
Well, you know more about my show than I do, so okay, great.
Well, I talked to Shay, so okay. Anyway. But no, ladies is just fine, and you can call me a lady when I meet you next Friday. Oh, and I'll be bringing my daughter with me, too. She's in town.
So. Awesome. That's the Colorado daughter?
Pardon me?
Your Colorado daughter?
Yes, I only have, yes, one daughter. Yes, Colorado. She's in town for a bachelorette party next weekend. So
nice.
We're going to be hanging out in the city a little bit before she does her little activity.
So. All right, then anyway, we can call you a lady.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can call me a lady. Yes, 100%.
Take that. Have a great day, Vic.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hello, how are you? I am not offended at all. Then again, I'm of a different generation. I think it's crazy. It's all PC, whatever. I'm not going to say the other half of that. That's ridiculous. Lady, I was going to tell you about that. That's one of my favorite Lionel Richie songs. I love him. And I just think it's crazy. It's just, what are we supposed to call everybody? They, it, though he, she anymore? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
That's baloney.
If it's not ladies, what else would you like to be called, Marilyn?
My first name would be fine.
Oh, the first name? Yeah. Address you by your first name. Yeah.
That'll work.
Exactly.
All right, Marilyn, as always.
Thanks, Marilyn.
We appreciate your telephone call. We have ladies that are calling in and twitching and saying, what's wrong with the word lady? Why is that? I mean, unless there's some other reason why that guy didn't get the job, it's because of the
word
lady. But
they had offered it to him.
That's unbelievable. How about this, Cap? How about we take caller 9, regular line, because line's open, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Your chance to go to the 2023 Miller Lite Draft Party. You will be there. Jay Moore is going to be there. Waddle and Sylvie will be there. It'll be Black and Abdallah. They'll be there as well. On-field activities, locker room tour and player tunnel experience, plus the Bears Care closeout sale, player experiences, live entertainment. We want you to call caller 9, regular line. All you got to tell us is who is the home of the Chicago Bears? Where is the home of the Chicago Bears? Do people know? They should know, right?
They should know.
The new home of the Chicago Bears. Where is the new home of the Chicago Bears? Give us the right answer on caller 9, 312-332-3776. You have a chance to go to the 2023 Miller Lite Draft Party. Our way of saying thanks for listening to Cap and Jay Hood. Weekday mornings at 7.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Now time for the Cap and Jay Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. David Flom and Matt Moore's Dining Gem. It is at LaSalle and the north side of Chicago River. Beautiful day. Sit outside. They've got heaters out there if there's a little chill. The best view in the city. Jay Moore.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
All right, it's now time to talk to Connor McKnight, and he's brought to you by...
Felco! 866-4-FELCO. F-E-L-D-C-O. Best window company in the world. We say good morning to Shane Orling. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong segment. We hand it back to Jonathan.
That's a $10 fine.
Okay, I'll pay it.
That's unbelievable.
I was handing it back. I'm so used to giving it to you. Here you go. How much did you say?
And that's all, folks.
$10, and I paid it for berniesbookbank.org. Enjoy that, Darren.
I mean, I'm introducing Connor McKnight. Here's Shane Orling. Shane? Wait a minute! I mean, the poor guy.
Wow.
I advise a nap today. Nap? Nap today?
Yeah, I will have a nap.
Nap. I would say nap today. A little nap, then right back at it for a big day Thursday. That way, when I throw it to Connor, you won't throw it to Shay. And then you throw it back to me to throw it to Connor.
Correct.
That's what happened today.
Take that.
You know that's happened today.
Yeah.
$10 fine.
I paid it.
It's good he got that out of his system. Can you imagine tomorrow, and he's at the Bears draft party introducing a guest? We say good evening to Snorling.
And Justin Fields joins us on the set here. Here's Shane Orling.
Here's Ian Cunningham coming to the stage. We say good evening to Snorling. I'm sorry, I was doing a different segment.
Yes, and then he'd be ushered off.
Now here's Deal Breakers. I mean...
Yeah, he'd be ushered off. I'm fine! I'm not leaving! Don't usher me off! Damn it! I'm fine! Believe me! Please!
And we have Alex Brown in studio tomorrow.
That's fine, but then get the old Apollo hook for you and get you out of there. That's the problem. The old... Welcome to Apollo. I'm fine! I know where I am.
Leave me alone.
I'm here at Sportsman. Leave me alone. So you get that out of your system. Now you'll be locked in tomorrow.
Locked in. I get a good nap in today.
There's too many things to go to today for you. But, Cap, today is Alien Day.
Yeah.
I know you ran into one when you died.
Yep.
What did he look like? Do you remember?
I didn't see them. I just knew they were out there. I felt their presence.
Uh-huh. Today is National Owl Day.
National Owl Day?
Yeah.
What's an owl? You mean a person named Al?
Yeah. Who's your favorite owl?
My son.
You call him Al?
Alexander. We call him Al or Albie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And National Garage Day, which I got to get to. Very unhappy with my lawn.
I've got to get Mindy to clean our garage. I mean, it needs a lot of work.
Don't make that lady do that.
She made the mess.
Oh, well. you know, you're there to clean it up. That's what you're there for.
I do everything.
I know. It's a shame. Why did you put us on Earth? How's everything going? I'm good with this woman God blessed me with. We thank you for listening and calling in and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Jay Moore. How about we do this tomorrow at 7?
That sounds awesome on a draft Thursday, baby.
So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.